This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Holyoke, Massachusetts will hold a preliminary election for mayor Tuesday. Voters will choose from a crowded field of seven, with the top two finishers advancing to the general election. New England Public Media's Adam Frenier has more.
The seat is open after former Mayor Alex Morse resigned earlier this year to become town manager of Provincetown following more than 9 years in office. With such a large field, a recent debate broadcast on Holyoke Media was as much about the candidates trying to introduce themselves to voters as it was about the issues. Rebecca Lisi has been a Holyoke City Councilor since 2008.
Over the years, I've developed a reputation as a city councilor who does their homework and gets things done. I'm an effective leader because I am listening to you. I hear your multiple concerns and perspectives, and I work to find a path forward.
Another veteran of Holyoke politics running for the corner office is Devin Sheehan, who's been on the school committee for more than a decade. The committee has been essentially powerless in recent years. The state labeled the city's schools chronically underperforming and took over the district in 2015. And Sheehan expressed fiscal caution about a proposal to build a new middle school.
Building a new school or other municipal projects or purchases in the city needs to fall within our current debt service and our current city budget. We cannot continue to put more onto the back of taxpayers.
Sheehan says his background working in municipal finance in Springfield would help him be mayor. And Billy Glidden, a former aide to ex-mayor Alex Morse, also leaned on his experience in Holyoke City Hall and at a housing and mental health nonprofit in New York City.
I have experience with building consensus, working with people, activating people's power to transform their own lives. And I think that's really what this moment calls for.
While some touted their credentials, others in the field are political newcomers, like Christopher Kaczynski. He says improving education is key to moving Holyoke forward, as is dealing with crime and the perception the city isn't safe.
Why would anybody want to come to the city of Holyoke? And I hear it all the time. Chris, I'm not happy to go there and walk on the streets. You know, there's too much violence.
One of the main topics of the debate, economic development and how to bring more businesses and jobs to a city with among the highest poverty rates in the state. Candidate Joshua Garcia, who's the town administrator in Blandford, says the city needs to invest in other areas to make that happen.
We want businesses to invest here, but we're not investing in our community and in our businesses. We have crumbling infrastructure taking place. We have public safety issue concerns.
City Councilor Michael Sullivan sees another issue with getting businesses to come to Holyoke.
We have the highest commercial tax rate in the Commonwealth. Of all 357 cities and towns, we have the highest rate. That has to come down. That's the main obstacle for businesses coming to Holyoke.
Gloria Caballero Roca is taking a different approach to economic development, saying the city should invest in smaller, locally owned businesses instead of larger ones. Some candidates agree aging infrastructure needs to be fixed or replaced, but Caballero Roca says she wants to see investment in Holyoke's human infrastructure, schools, and social services.
These are not times for big projects. These are times for just focusing on each other as human beings, as collaborators.
City Councilor Terry Murphy has been serving as acting mayor since Morse's departure for the Cape. The winner in November will be sworn in as mayor when the election results are made official, which the city clerk says could be just a few days after the vote. But right now, these candidates are only focused on Tuesday and making sure they finish in the top two. For New England Public Media, I'm Adam Frenier.